ex-Yemeni president, no difference between the Saudi regime, Daesh, and Al-Qaeda. In the aftermath of thousands of Yemeni civilian deaths at the hands of the Saudi-led coalition over the past year or so, Yemen's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, in an interview with the Arabic service of Russia Today, said there is no difference between the Wahhabi regime of Saudi Arabia and the Takfiri terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and the self-styled Islamic State or Daesh, also known as ISIS. Please stay with us for excerpts from this article. The former Yemeni president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, said, "A plot has been made against the Yemeni people. An unreasonable aggression against us has been prepared. Strikes at military, economic, cultural, and social targets have been conducted. The whole infrastructure of Yemen has been targeted. A total destruction of everything is taking place. I'm talking about the Saudi military aggression against Yemen." The former Yemeni president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, who headed impoverished Yemen for decades until February of 2012, said that his nation has no conflict with any country in the world, but Saudi Arabia. He said, "They attacked us, we didn't attack them. They are killing our women, they're killing our elderly and children. But why? We've never had any religious disputes. Why have they appeared now? We have our religious views, you have yours. Why are you killing the Yemeni people, who are your neighbors and your brothers?" Ali Abdullah Saleh believes that major terrorist groups are all derived from the Takfiri ideology, which itself, according to him, is an invention of the Saudis. Ali Abdullah Saleh said, "Al-Qaeda, or ISIS, or Daesh, and Jabhat al-Nusra are all derivatives of the Takfiri mother organization, which was invented and created in Saudi Arabia. These outfits also operate in Russia and in Europe. All of them are Saudi Arabia's inventions. Later, Qatar and Turkey have also started using them and financing them to achieve their own goals. There were none of them in Yemen for a long while, and everything that then appeared came from Saudi Arabia under various guises and names such as Salafis and Al-Qaeda." The former Yemeni president was also critical of the Muslim Brotherhood group in Arab countries, saying both Russia and Europe have the wrong idea about the essence of the Muslim Brotherhood movement, which, being the creation of Saudi Arabia, has no concrete political program. Their program is money. Saleh, who has a number of loyal forces allied with the Ansarullah movement of Yemen, told Russia Today that the damage to his country amounts to billions of dollars. More than 8,000 people have been killed. There were a lot of children, women and the elderly among them. And I'm talking about the number of casualties amongst the civilian population of Yemen. Furthermore, 27,000 Yemenis have been injured. All of these people are casualties of the Saudi military aggression. The former Yemeni president said his country has been devastated with no income from tax, very little from customs and no money from the sale of oil and gas. The latter is only produced for domestic needs, he said. And if there is some oil, he added, it's being controlled and sold by Al-Qaeda in Hadramut, a region of Yemen on the southern end of the Arabian Peninsula, and also in Shabwa Governorate in central Yemen. They sell it on the market within the country. Al-Qaeda gets all the money from the sale of the oil, and this has happened in full view of the Saudi regime. They tell the world, which doesn't want to understand anything, we're against Al-Qaeda. What Al-Qaeda, what ISIS or Daesh? They are ISIS, they are Daesh, they are Al-Qaeda. Everyone knows what this regime is all about. It buys people's conscience by making and dealing in weaponry, buying and selling weaponry, as well as inking political deals by paying money to influential people in various countries of the world. Saudi Arabia pursues its own interests. Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh also said that Saudi Arabia makes false claims about alleged Iranian presence in Yemen in a bid to justify its military aggression against Yemen. Ali Abdullah Saleh said no such support is coming from Tehran. He said, "We would like to receive some military and other aid from Iran, but it's not there." He called Iran's alleged presence in Yemen a complete fiction, saying that the United States has the most powerful intelligence services working in all countries and knowing and seeing everything. Not a single Iranian military and no Iranian weaponry has been discovered in Yemen. Should they have found anything, it would long have been put on the United Nations agenda. Ali Abdullah Saleh believes that the fugitive president, Abdurrabba Mansour Hadi, whose forces are based in the city of Aden and who is supported by Saudi Arabia, has no legitimacy and renders himself to the International Tribunal as a war criminal. According to Ali Abdullah Saleh, opposition forces only support dialogue with the people of Yemen. He said the future of Yemen should not be discussed neither in Geneva nor in Kuwait, adding that he and his supporters only recognize the unity of the country in accordance with Yemen's constitution and the people's referendum on the matter. A government of national unity with participation of various political forces should be formed in the first place, Saleh said, adding that the new parliamentary and presidential elections in Yemen should be prepared in accordance with Yemen's constitution, but not the constitution of Abdurrabba Mansour Hadi, which has divided Yemen. Saying that he now heads an opposition political party which is in opposition to any power in principle, but it is in coalition with other forces to fight the aggressors, the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, told Russia Today that he would never again agree to be in power himself. Saleh said, "I've been part of the political process for 45 years. That is enough for me."